You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope we all had a great week, and most importantly, we all found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is the engine that keeps our faith strong. Through prayer, we can talk directly to Jesus, which allows us to build a relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our woes and let Him handle them, letting us live without any stress. Our topic today is Start with Kindness, and how when we do, we live a happier life because of the warm interaction we achieve with others. Also, I will be speaking with Ken Isaacs, Vice President of Samaritan's Purse, and of course, we'll be talking about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was how faith keeps us going. And when we let the Lord know how much we love Him, are grateful for all we have, and invite Him into our hearts, we can face anything because our faith will get us through it. On today's show, our topic is Start with Kindness. Kindness is such an important part of our Christian faith, but unfortunately, too often it has become a thing of the past. People today are so preoccupied with their own lives that they forget the simple words like thank you or please, and many can be outright rude. Why? Often because they are in a hurry. And that's very sad, because we can accomplish a whole lot more when we meet a stranger with a smile or a kind word, rather than when we are impolite and for some, downright nasty. Acting like that is not Christian, and it certainly does not please our Lord. What's even worse is many of us are quick to be bothered by people who are not kind to us, but we don't realize it's a two-way street. When we enter a building, do we hold the door open for the person behind us? When we stop for coffee at the cafe, do we say thank you to the person who fills our order? And that's only the beginning. What about our family? Do we let them know that we love them? Do we thank mom or our wife for the meal she cooked? Do we thank our siblings for helping with the chores? The list is endless, but unfortunately, many of us are caught up in the world of me, 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 that we become oblivious to the world around us, and there lies the problem. All of us need to make a concerted effort to notice those around us, family, friends, and strangers we encounter every day, and remind ourselves to start with kindness. In the Bible it says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. This Bible verse could not be clearer, for when we are kind to one another and forgiving, we are following the laws and commands of our Lord. Start with kindness is a simple concept to implement in our daily lives. All we have to do is make the effort. But once we do, we'll be amazed when in return, we hear words like thank you and you're welcome. And there is nothing more pleasing than when we smile at someone and they smile back. Start with kindness and see how the world around us changes. Understanding the importance of kindness is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is Start with Kindness. Isn't it nice when we hear someone describing someone else saying things like, that person is so nice, or they are so kind? Perhaps we've said that about someone we know. Well, wouldn't it be even better if people were saying that about us? Of course it would, because it would let us know that we are following the laws and commands of our God. And honestly, when we start with kindness, we soon learn how easy it is. Like anything, it starts with a conscious effort, and once we begin, and as we continue the practice, we master the skill, and before we know it, we are being kind to others without even thinking about it. Start with kindness. It's a great practice to employ. The first song I'm going to play today is an image song. The song is called Through Your Eyes. When I wrote this song, I thought of what the world would be like through the eyes of Jesus. Imagine what we would see. No hatred, no prejudice, no violence, and no greed. But instead, a world of perfection. Please listen now to my song, Through Your Eyes.
We think we know and understand how to give of ourselves. We turn away from those in need and offer no help. Then we pray and thank you, Lord, and ask you to comfort us, ignoring all the wants of those in need because of fear. It's those we will not trust. If we could see to lead our lives. We hear your word, yet we drift away when we close our eyes. We talk to you, but what do we pray? Do we hear what you those in give of ourselves? It's such a simple task. If we could see the world through your eyes, such love and harmony, and if we could, we would realize, Lord, how great.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Kent Isaacs is Vice President of Programs and Government Relations at Samaritan's Purse, a Christian relief and development organization responding to global crises. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Art. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Ken, for those who may not be familiar, can you give us a quick overview of Samaritan's Purse and the work you do around the world?
As you said, Samaritan's Purse is a Christian organization, and if you think that we run to the ditches of life where people have been ran over by a hurricane or crushed in an earthquake or hurt in a war or with a famine or some kind of a epidemic disease, we go to those places in the world to help people. We do it in Jesus' name, and we want to see God get the glory for it.
Amen to that. Well, Ken, can you share a story that really shows the impact of Samaritan's Purse, a moment where you saw lives changed through your work?
Yes. Last year in Sudan, in one part in the middle, there was a famine. And we collected the data. We demonstrated the famine. We were able, God opened the doors, and we negotiated a ceasefire between warring parties. And for 90 days, we were able to fly food in, drop it from the air, and in two different areas. It was fascinating. It was only something in God's space. But we figure that we probably save 400,000 to 500,000 people's lives by doing that. And that is something I wished I could say that, you know, all of us here were great negotiators. No, 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 no. God did that, and we give him the glory for it.
Well, that's a wonderful story. Ken, I really enjoyed reading your new book, Running to the Fire, Helping in Jesus' Name. Can you share what inspired you to write it and a little about your journey?
Art, God has worked in a remarkable way in my life, and I felt called many years ago to the world, and I prayed for 2 years, God, if you'll open the door, I'll go through it. He did open the door, but in ways that I could never have imagined, and I wanted to capture sort of the magnitude of that and how God worked and how it has led me and developed in me, like, trust him. You have to trust God, and I want the book to inspire people that if they feel called to do something, whether it's on the other side of the world or the other side of the street, trust God and do that thing.
You know, Ken, what really stood out to me in your book was how beautifully you connected your personal faith with each story. It gave your writing a genuine warmth and sincerity that really moved me. Ken, where can people find your book and how can they connect with Samaritan's Purse to learn more or support your work?
Well, they can find my book at Amazon.com, the largest bookseller in the world, and just go there and look up Running to the Fire and Amazon.com. And if they want to know about Samaritan's Purse, go to samaritanspurse.org, and they can see there what we're doing, so they would know how to pray. If they want to give, they can give. And if they want to get involved, they can click on the opportunities button and see how they can get involved.
Once again, that was SamaritansPurse.org. You've been listening to Ken Isaacs, Vice President of Programs and Government Relations at Samaritan's Purse. Ken, thank you so much for joining us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you, Art.
Our topic today is Start with Kindness. Kindness is an important part of our Christian faith. When Jesus walked the earth, he was kind to everyone at all times, and there is no better role model for us than Jesus. But it's easy for us to become distracted or preoccupied with a task, pressure from having to pay the bills, and all kinds of other issues that lead us away from being kind. And unfortunately, it's during those times when we can inadvertently say something hurtful to someone, ignore another person, or act rudely, never even realizing it. But there is one way we can prevent that from happening. Pray. Pray to Jesus and ask him to help us remain more aware of what is taking place around us, to be kind and to not put our needs before the needs of others. When we pray, Share with Jesus our weakness and desire to be more kind and ask for his help. When we pray, make sure we begin by telling Jesus how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. And also pray for others. Then pray about our needs. And when we do, share with Jesus our desire to be kind to everyone. Ask for his strength for us to not overreact, lose our temper or patience. And don't just pray on this once, but often, because this will take time for us to change and time for the Lord to guide us to become the person he wants us to be. We can also pray to Jesus about people who we see are unkind to others or us. Pray to Jesus and ask him to open their eyes to see how cruel they are and ask him to guide them in becoming kinder toward others. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and share with him how we want to be as kind as we possibly can be. Using prayer to help us improve ourselves and our faith is another part of living life as a Christian. The next song I'm about to play, I wrote thinking about the time I found Jesus and the difficulty I had at first dealing with doubts and uncertainty. Please listen out to my song, Walk With Me.
We are.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, start with kindness, as a practice we should all follow. There's an old adage, a little bit of kindness goes a long way. Well, that is so true, for when we are kind to others, we receive their kindness, and there could be nothing better than a world full of kindness. When we start with kindness, we are following the laws and commands of our God, which of course pleases our Lord. So give it a try. I can assure everyone, when we learn to be kind at all times with one another, we will enjoy our lives so much more, because we will soon realize we are enjoying being kind and equally enjoying everyone being kind to us. So start with kindness and make it our new skill to master and live by it every day. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today talks about the greatest gift God gave us, love. Please listen now to my song, God Gave Us Love.
We choose to live our lives with what we think is right. But no matter, we have God's love. He always knows what's best. Each of us, we are a blessed, for He is there with His love. He loves each of us, truly believes in us. Love is His greatest gift of all. So divine is love, is love. So great is He. God gave His love, a love so real, a perfect love so ideal. His love, is love. So great. God gave us love. Feel His love in us, it's there. And in our hearts, He's everywhere. God is great, giving us His love. A loving God, our God is just. So devoted, He cares for us. Feel His presence, feel His love. A love that we can share, keeping us free from despair. Love is His greatest gift of all. So divine is love, is love. So great is He. God gave us love, a love so real, a perfect love so ideal. Is love, so great. He died for us.
kind. A love so strong and so divine. His love.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts. Or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Respect. How often do you say thank you? How often do you say please? It's amazing how simple words like these can change someone's response or their heart. We all like to be appreciated, to feel valued or be treated with kindness. But what about our Lord? Treat everyone with respect and treat God with even more. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Ken Isaacs. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let Go!